Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Lee, Democrats actually threatening military members and post on X, these are Democrat Congress members, of consequences next time they're in power if they carry out illegal orders. What are illegal orders? Yeah. Anything Democrats don't like, well, basically.
Yeah, that's...
So, yeah, you may end up in court, but you'll go broke defending yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The process is the punishment.
Yeah.
So we had this article in the Washington Post, based entirely on anonymous sources, that Pete Hegseth, who is, of course, a lunatic and a maniac, ordered a second strike. He's the Secretary of War. Ordered a second strike on these poor, sweet fishermen who are clinging to the side of a boat after the first strike. I'm kidding. They're narco-terrorists. Headline, fears grow inside military over illegal orders after Hegseth authorized follow-up boat strike. They're very afraid, Lee. Now, here's the thing. I actually believe this. Do you know the Democrats have used their liberal nonprofits to take out billboards around military bases?
Oh, yeah.
To threaten people, basically. You know, don't follow illegal orders. Don't follow away, Joe. We're going to be back in power. Don't follow them. And then they go online and they play this game. Representative Vindman threatening, hey, you know, look, don't follow the illegal orders. We're going to be back in office. You're a drone operator. You better think twice when Trump and Hegseth asked you to do something. So then you get the follow-up article, of course, from The Hill, saying members of the military are very scared. They're very scared. Fears grow inside the military over illegal orders after Hegseth authorized follow-up boat strike. They're very afraid. And they're confused, and they're calling the Orders Project, which provides free legal advice to military personnel, because they're afraid they're, you know, the Democrats will put them in prison or something later on. Or that Pete Hegseth is gone completely rogue, is insane, and they don't know what to do. But the good news, this is all fake. That's right. It's all fake. As the New York Times is reporting this morning in a shocking and random act of journalism, as you called it earlier, so we don't really see acts of journalism by the New York Times, debunking the Washington Post's story that Hegseth, who's, of course, as we know, a lunatic, after seeing the strike left two narco-terrorists alive clinging to the side of a boat, or was left with it, of it, personally ordered a second strike to kill them. Didn't happen. Now, that first article was based on three anonymous sources, Washington Post. I'm sure all Democrat donors or, you know, Democrat operatives all, I'm sure, because it always is. That's why they can't tell you who these people are. Well, the New York Times reports, according to five U.S. officials, who spoke separately and on the condition of anonymity, Mr. Hegseth ordered a strike to kill the people on the boat and destroy the vessel, but his directive did not specifically address what should happen if a first strike turned out to not fully accomplish all of those things. And the official said his order was not a response to surveillance footage showing that at least two people on the boat had survived the first blast. And he also didn't give the order. Admiral Bradley ordered the initial strike and then several follow-up strikes that killed the initial survivors and sank the disabled boat, the New York Times writes. As that operation unfolded, Mr. Hegseth did not give any further orders to him. So that completely annihilates the Washington Post story. As Democrats lead terrorize members of the military with feeling, oh my gosh, what if I do what Trump says, I could be, you know, who knows when the Democrats are back in office? Again, we've never seen this before. And it truly is incredible. Meanwhile, you've got Senator Mark Kelly. He's out there low-key letting people know, hey, I wouldn't have followed those orders when I was in the Navy. I would have recognized they were illegal. That's what I would do. Wink, wink, nod, nod. Don't you dare. Don't you dare follow the commands of President Trump, because we will be back in office. But do you know what's super weird about Senator Kelly? I mean, you know, being the guy in that video threatening people not to carry out orders. You know, it might or might not be illegal. By the way, Kelly got asked about this at the press conference yesterday. And they said, you know, what is your basis for thinking these orders are illegal? Like, what specific thing?
Right.
Oh, some comments Trump made.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
10 years ago. 10 years ago? Yeah, we think he might, you know, have the predisposition to... Okay, we're done here.
Yeah, because I checked the calendar. I don't think Donald Trump was president 10 years ago.
No, he wasn't. But they think he's crazy. So, you know, he could do these things. Okay. Now, here's where it gets interesting. Think about this for a minute. Who is Venezuela's partner in fentanyl-based cocaine? China.
China, yeah.
Who received a lot of money from China as part of an investment, I put it in air quotes, investment.
Yeah.
In a surveillance balloon company, partially owned by Senator Kelly. Who would that be? Any interested parties here in the Venezuela outcome? Let's see. Let's think.
I just can't think of anything.
China.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Businessmen directly connected to the Chinese Communist Party are in the partnership, very Biden-like, with Senator Kelly. So Senator Kelly knows this is a problem, so he hid the whole thing in a blind trust when he ran for office. And it only recently came to light in the final years of the Biden administration when we had that spy balloon controversy.
The one that got shot down off the coast of South Carolina after it traversed the entire nation and multiple military installations.
Yes. Now, that was not a Kelly spy balloon. It was a Chinese spy balloon. But Kelly is in a partnership to create such balloons with the communist Chinese, and knew he had to hide it when he ran for office. So again, he put the entire investment in a blind trust.
Sounds like something interesting that a senator and former Navy, was he Navy or?
Yeah, it's just super weird.
Astronaut.
Such a key ally of China's. Venezuela is under attack. And well, Senator Kelly comes to the rescue. And you could certainly look at it that way if you were a patriot. The guy with the Chinese spy balloon company investment from China. By the way, he does not have a background in spy balloons, just so we're clear. This is one of these deals where it looks like, we can't say they did, but it looks like they come to you and, hey, you want to be a part of a, I don't know, natural gas investment firm in Ukraine?
Yes.
And Hunter says, shoot, I've never, you know, done anything but turn the gas on in my house. But yeah, fine. Yeah, I'll get into that with you for a few million bucks. Sure, fine. Like that. And now Kelly is the one out. I keep thinking Senator Kennedy.
Yeah.
Kelly is the one out there running his mouth, trying to protect Venezuela, a key ally, probably the key ally in the region of China. It's sketchy. all as he insinuates that Trump is not a patriot, but he is, and terrorizes people in the military. Okay. That's where we are. By the way, did you see this headline just broke at 5 a.m. this morning? Lee, some good news locally, and just the numbers here are mind-boggling. This is Spartanburg. Spartanburg officials reporting that a company is expected to invest more than $3 billion in a high-performance computing facility in Spartanburg.
Oh.
Yeah. The downside here is they want some incentive cash.
Well, of course they do.
Out of the Spartanburg City Council, and I'd love to tell you how much, but it's behind the paywall.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. If you have a subscription to GoUpstate.com, you can text me and tell me how much this is going to cost
us.
They
do good work there, though.
Yes, they do. So, but I don't know. But anyway, that just broke. So that would be, I mean, that would be a $3 billion facility. That would be massive.
Well, there's been some word about some of these high-tech things. Of course, the thing is, and I'm not familiar with this story, but there have been other talk of investments like that, and there's not a whole lot of jobs behind that sometimes because, you know, most of the data centers are, you know, it's a bunch of file servers and, you know, requires a lot of electricity, and there's not a whole lot of people involved. But, you know, we'll take a look at that and see what details are available.
Yeah. At a minimum, at least you get the construction jobs.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Americans don't do those. Never mind.
Oh, you're killing me this morning.
Yeah, I know. Hey, it'll help the tax base, maybe, unless we have to pay more in taxes for it. Never mind. I don't know. I can tell you, but I can't get past the paywall. It's very frustrating. Okay. Coming up on the show.
You know, you could expense that, by the way.
Can I?
You can.
Did it let you do that here?
Yeah.
Okay. No, I asked once, and they said no.
You can pay and you can write it off as a business expense, though.
Oh. Yeah, I'm too cheap for that.
I know what you mean. I am too.
Plus, you know what? I had to tell you, our text line's better than anything. In a moment, somebody will text me what the article says. I just wait and it'll come through. By the way, if you want to email it to me, tara@odyssey.com. We can crowdsource this thing. We'll get it done.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.